Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are so excited to be with you tonight for a full hour of being in the fifth dimension. We are so excited. Welcome. I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive, spiritual teacher, and miracle healer. So welcome to the fifth dimension. We are not afraid. We are in the fifth dimension. We are in the higher consciousness. We are being completely protected. We have multidimensional healing frequencies that go throughout our body. We're completely protected when we experience miracle healings through God. When we wrap ourselves up by the fifth dimension, we combat against dark energy. We fill ourselves up with love and light. We release all our fears, and we are protected with love. We pull in the Christ consciousness. We say, we are filled with love and light. We have only love and light that goes through our body, and we remove any negative dark energy, words, feelings, people that try to come at us with any kind of fear. We know that the news that's being reported can frighten us. We know that there can be family or friends that can impose their own fear onto us. But we know that this is a third dimensional world that we're living in, and things can come at us that scare us. But as this happens, we know that we can tap into this fifth dimensional frequency, which can rise as above, ground us, move us into a state of love, and bring us into this Christ consciousness of light, into the world, and empower us, and say to our Creator, we love you, we welcome you with strength and glory. And this comes from no ego. I say ego or I go. We turn it over with selfless and only love today and every day, letting no task overcome us, one foot in front of the other, baby steps. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, to wrap us up in our arms, hold us tightly, give to others unconditionally whatever we can, and help us to remember that we are strong, we have the energy and the mind and the courage to move forward, to wipe our tears, and to put the shield of protection of God around our body and say, I am healed. I am glorified in the energy of the Holy Spirit. I am in the fifth dimension. Amen. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Satnam, the truth. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today on this beautiful station. and being with us today. And we are happy if you want to call in to the station, 888-627-6008. We're happy to take your questions with the guides today. But I want to also shout out a very important affirmation and prayer to the Los Angeles community. Heavenly Father, we welcome you to come into the community of LA and extinguish all of the intense fire and flames that have come over Los Angeles. We ask you to come in and bring your supernatural power and protect people that have filled up their lungs with any kind of toxic chemicals of the fire that has happened that broke out in Boyle Heights. We ask us to bow down in prayer that anybody that has suffered from this, let's please send healing to the firefighters on the front lines, grant them healing, grant anyone that has been involved in Los Angeles healing, the endurance to finish what needs to be done with this job, to ask that the weather and calming the winds and clearing the sky, we ask God, the Holy Spirit, to heal people's lungs and shield them of any health that has happened to them, anything that is going on to people's bodies that came from what is happening, the intense heat to cool it down, to cool the embers down, to cool all the flames, to die it completely down. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and all the angels and even the Virgin Mary to come in and do this healing. We pray for the fire to completely extinguish and go out. Amen. We're thankful for all our friends and family and for all that are praying, that are listening to this right now on the station, to send healing to everybody all over the world, the countries, the globe that need healing right now. We ask this in the name of God, our one God, not any religion, one spiritual being, one holy one, Hashem. Namaste. Thank you. Today, I wanted to talk about 5 steps to move forward. And I know we have callers that are going to call in, and I want to take you. But I want to talk about grief, because I lost all of my immediate family when I was very young. And a lot of my clients come to me, especially now because I'm offering somatic Reiki. And somatic Reiki goes through the body, and I track energy that's stuck in the body, and I do a healing throughout the body where I find through my eyes a blink and scan where energy is stuck, and I do a healing session on you to release energy that has been held in the body where you've had traumatic, horrific energy stuck when maybe you've lost someone. And I lost my immediate family very young. When I say immediate, I'm talking about both my parents and siblings very young. And sometimes that can cause a feeling responsible for their death. And it can be held in your body. So somatic distant Reiki or in-person Reiki can really help. Yoga, stretching, massage, or being with a somatic Reiki healer can really help you. And I don't know if any of you listening on the line right now have ever had that kind of healing, but it is very, very helpful. Allowing your feelings to fall out of your body and not being judged through a somatic distant Reiki healing. going to therapy, a life coach, journaling is very healing also. Now, the afterlife, our relatives that have crossed over, they are always with us. They have never left us. They have never left us. And when I was a little girl, when my mother crossed, I told my grandma, who was Italian, Catholic, that I wanted the sign of the eight put on her tombstone. And she said no. She wanted the cross because she's Italian, Catholic. But I got my own way, and we put the eight on the tombstone. And the eight was a sign for me as a little, that was the infinity sign, which I said to her, that means mommy's coming back. And sure enough, many, many years later, she appeared with the eight. The sign of the eight would appear over my clients' foreheads, over different signs and symbols communicating to me when my clients, I would say, did your father die or did your child die? And they would say, yes. And how I knew that is because I would see the eight over their heads. And that was the sign of my mom coming back to me to proclaim that she was arrived. So there are signs and symbols that come through us from the afterlife that proclaim that we never die. And you know that, or you wouldn't be on my show tonight. It's a riding wave of transitioning that we never die. We just keep moving on and on and on like a wave that falls through. We don't judge. We let ourselves grieve through the tears. But grieving is a transitioning, a matrix, an understanding that they do return to us and they want to return to you through little messages. And one of my messages was the transitioning of the infinity sign through me and my mom. You have those also. Pacing your frequency, taking breaks, and understanding that when you feel tired, you lay down and take a rest, but then you get back up. Because what happens when you are not moving, the target of depression gets you. You don't want to stay still when you're grieving. You want to also take breaks, but you want to get back up and go. As a young person, I grieved. My heart was broken. I had much depression, but I learned somehow to keep going. Because if I didn't, I probably would have taken my life. That's how much I was so burdened. Because not only one parent died, they both died. And then my little baby brother died. So when you have horrific, traumatic grief, you want to shut down. The emotional triggers of grief like that cause a riding wave. So you want to express yourself through, and these are just little tools, emotional journaling, where you express your raw feelings through, how do I feel today? Do I feel tired, happy, sad? What are some feelings do I feel? So if you're just want to write happy face, sad face, angry face, or you want to write it out, or you want to write it out in artwork, or you want to take a picture of something, anyhow you want to get it out, you do a self-expression of getting it out. Give yourself permission to exercise, hit a basketball, hit something, karate, do anything you can, but get some sort of exercise out of your body, running, jogging, hitting a ball, a basketball, hitting something, but getting something out of your body, reducing the overload doing some sort of mental task. It's called grief brain, a cognitive grief brain. Get it out of your brain. So you want to use some sort of checklist that you are every day checking off something on your list. So today I'm going to write out how I feel. I'm going to write out the emotion that I felt, and I'm going to write out on my calendar so I don't forget these steps. Now, coming from a medical intuitive, and if you are a teenager or an adult, whatever you're going through, or even a senior, you want to take your multiple vitamins. You definitely want to take some sort of multiple vitamins. And I can't give that over the air because I have to do a personal session or know who you are, because everybody has a different multiple vitamin that they would take. But you want to make sure that you're seeing a doctor or a therapist or somebody that's going to help you with using some sort of good nutrition, getting at least 7 hours of sleep, and if you can't sleep, raising your GABA in your brain. Here's something very important: setting boundaries with people. Now, when I was young, everybody wanted to be there for me, and everybody was always asking me how I was. Now, I was very withdrawn. People would say how sorry they were for me. And I also had the responsibility with my grandma bearing the family. And I felt like I was in a real estate car driving around because one after the other passed looking for plots. And it was very stressful. Telling people how much energy you have and setting a boundary with your peers. Having a support group is very, very important, no matter what age you are, not isolating. Being in a support group is extremely important. You want to be around others that are going through the same thing that you're going through. And the last point that I want to make here, this is just very, important. Tell people, if it's just a grandmother or, a cousin or an uncle, state your needs clearly. When you're going through grief, tell people exactly what you need. So if you need to be left alone or, what you really, really need, and allow yourself to feel your feelings. So if you need to cry, or if you don't have any feelings of crying, then just write out your feelings. There's no certain way to feel grief. You're going to feel it your own way. And sometimes you're going to be angry. And sometimes you're going to question how you're feeling. But rebuild slowly. And if you push it down, it's going to come back at you. And if it doesn't come at you when you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s, or if you're in your 50s or 60s, it's going to come at you when you're in your 80s, because it's always going to be there. Grief doesn't go away ever. So embrace it, hug it, and love it, because that means you loved the person. How much you're grieving means that's how much you love the person that died. The person that died, though, is not gone. The person that left you is still with you. And you can build a relationship. So if your father died, or your mother, and like my little brother, I have a closer relationship with them now than I had with them before, because I'm honoring their legacy, carrying forward their specific values and needs that they wanted before they crossed. This might not make a lot of sense to you right now as I'm talking about it, but if you re-listen to this episode tonight over again, something might be triggered inside of you that you may think about before your loved one died. And maybe you'll think, wow, I do feel something that I'm doing that they're trying to communicate to me, that they wanted me to do, and I'm going to do something and carry something forward even more and live out a passion that they wanted me to do. And guess what? It's even something more than I thought I needed to do before. So there are direct requests that they give us from the afterlife. And it doesn't always seem like we understand everything, and that's okay. We don't need to know everything all the time. But sometimes this is the way our life, we come into the world on a mission, and everybody has a specific date. There's a time to live, and there's a time to die. And we can't tell God how to make us live and how to die, or when we're supposed to live or how we're supposed to die. And what the Holy Spirit is saying to communicate to everybody today on this call is it all is missioned the way it's supposed to be missioned. So thank you for listening to the guides that are coming in today, whether this makes any sense to you or not, but this is how it's supposed to be. So thank you. We're going to go to a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to take some questions. Thank you so much. I'm Kimberly Meredith with the guides.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being with us tonight. We are super excited to have this show tonight, and we have some callers. We're going to take them right now. And I do plan on giving some giveaways away tonight. So thank you for being here. So we have a caller here. I think we have Dawn on the line. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Hi, Dawn. Nice to have you here. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California, Sonoma County, Northern California.
Oh, great. So do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I have a daughter who has been relatively mentally okay up until about a month ago, where she has been having some delusions, and unfortunately she is in an inpatient psychiatric unit, and I'm just asking for prayer or healing for her. And if it's a dark entity or if it's mental health, I'm not sure, but it is taking a toll on my family.
Oh gosh, I'm really sorry about that. Let me tune into her. Do you want me to have her first name?
Yes. Yeah, first name is Samira.
Okay, let me tune into her. Was she a creative person? I'm getting something about being creative. Yes.
Yes, she's a Pisces. Yes.
Okay, they're showing me her being creative. When she came in the world, they're showing me. She's very sweet. They're showing me she was a spiritual person. She likes to help and teach people. She's also very creative. Was she hanging out with some people? Were they doing any kind of drugs or dabbling in anything like alcohol? Or
There was an incident where there was a business that was maybe doing something not positive, and she was trying to advocate for like people that were affected by this, and I think somehow she got caught up in some sort of energy with this business.
Because the reason why I'm saying this because is I normally can tell if somebody came in the world and had a medical imbalance or like bipolar or something like that, and I don't see that with her. I see when she came in the world very balanced, and she's creative and sweet and spiritual. And then I see something going on that all of a sudden kind of went woo like that. And then I see, so I know when people like right away have borderline personality disorder or chemical imbalances and things like that. I can scan people right away. I don't know how much you know my work, but I pretty much can scan a person in 2 seconds and know who they are. And I don't get that from your daughter. I do get something got at her. That's why I thought maybe, I didn't know if she went to like an ayahuasca ceremony or she got into some sort of trouble there. But I do see something went awry and something had happened and not so good. I do see that.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to talk about that live on air. If you want to do a session with me, I can gift that to you if you'd like, personally. Okay. But I do see something happen to her, and the guides are telling me, hold on a second. Was she involved with a somebody she was dating?
Yes,
that they're showing me. They're also showing me. I am getting chills that she is going to make it through this, but I am going to pray for her. Okay, sweetheart? I am going to pray for her. Okay. God bless you so much.
You.
I'm so happy you called in. And please email me. Please email me.
Yes, I will,
me.
Kimberly.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And we're all praying for your daughter right now. Let's all pray for her right now in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Right now, we're going to send a prayer. And thank you so much for calling in tonight. God bless you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. And you know how to find me, thehealingtrilogy.com. We're going to take the next call. We're going to take Leah on line three. Hi, Leah.
Yes, hi, sweetheart. How are you, dear?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm great. I'm so happy I'm here with you.
Well, I'm just so happy to talk to you again. Yeah, I missed you, dear. I missed you the last couple of weeks when you weren't on. So I thank you for being on tonight. Thank you.
I know. I missed you, too, that I wasn't on. What would you like us to talk, to help you with tonight?
Oh, just some prayer stuff for extra energy, dear. Yesterday I was so exhausted, and today I feel quite a bit better than yesterday. So that's really good.
Okay. And were you feeling exhausted from not having enough vitamins in your body? Are you taking a multiple vitamin?
Yes, I take vitamins, and I take something that is prescribed by the doctor to make my bone strength a little bit better, to kind of make my bones a little stronger. So I took that today, and I take that once a week.
Okay, are you taking vitamin B?
Yes, I take about 6,000 per day. Do you think that's too much or just right here? For vitamin D, I thought it would help me to feel better.
Are you saying vitamin D or vitamin B?
Oh, I take vitamin D also, but I take vitamin D3, and I take six of those at 1,000, I think it's 1,000 milligrams. And so it's like I take six, but I know somebody that takes seven, and I heard that it's okay to take that amount, but don't take more than that amount.
Right, honey. I do feel you need to take vitamin B, B as in boy, B, B12.
Yes.
My guys are saying the one I like the most right now, and I can say it on air, is Superior Source. It dissolves under your tongue.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've been taking, I started taking that just a couple of days ago, and I take 3,000, 1,000 each, three of those.
1,000. You wouldn't want to take more than 1,000. Don't take more than 1,000. Superior Source would be lovely for you, under your tongue.
Oh, that's great.
My guys are blinking very fast about that. That's going to help you a lot. They're blinking very fast about that. And let's all say a prayer for you. We're all going to say a prayer for you and for everybody else to take in to their bodies. We're going to say thank you, God, for the healing right now. We're going to say thank you for the angels and all the prophets doing their healing through your body to boost your immune system, for the nourishment, for God's love. Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for coming through her body, through Leah's body, and giving her the spiritual nourishment and love and healing in her heart, and boosting her immune system, especially through her gut, her stomach lining, and also through her immune system. Thank you so much for the miracles and the love and the healing and the energizing and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen. Thank you for calling on, Leah.
Okay, I love you. Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. And stay on listening, because we're going to do a protection prayer at the end.
Oh, okay, I'll do that for sure. Okay, I'm praying for everybody too, and for the fire to be put out.
Yes, we're praying for everybody at the fire. Yes, yes, we're praying for everybody. And we're going to keep praying for everybody on the line listening and everybody here for the whole show. And I don't know if you want to come on to our mediumship class Thursday night, Leah, but if you do, I can give you that gift ticket.
Oh, thank you. I would love that. Thursday?
I would love. What?
Thank you. I would love that. Thank you so much.
I would love to have you. So it's this Thursday night, though. It's this Thursday night at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited and happy. Thank you.
Yeah, we love having you in the class. And we're doing telepathy skills
And then we're doing mediumship skills and readings. And so email me at thehealingtrilogy.com, and then I can have my assistant send you the gift link.
Oh, wonderful. I'll email you at thehealingtrilogy.com. I'll do that as soon as
Yes, because you are one of our fan callers, and you're just amazing. We love you. So we're going to give that to you tonight. So God bless you.
God bless. I'll stay on the line. Thank you, dear. Love you.
Okay. Love you. And just to announce to everybody, we have our Thursday mediumship skills class, and we have like two spots left, and we just gave one to beautiful Leah. And it's going to be an amazing group. It's only 8 intimate students, and everybody gets quite a few turns, and it's a great teaching class. Okay, we're going to take the next caller on line 4. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, Montreal, Canada. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm sending all the rain from here to California to help them.
We need the rain right now so bad.
Yeah.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's wonderful. How can I help you tonight?
I've been running a business for the last 6 years, and now I'm hitting a wall. And I was wondering, you know, if I shall do a bankrupt or reconciliation, or what is it that I need to do?
Yes, yeah, so a first-time business. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I kind of hear you a little bit. Come up a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
How long has your business been? Has it been longer than 5 years?
Yeah, six and a half.
6.5 years?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 6.5 years?
Okay. This way. Is it better?
I didn't hear you at all.
Okay, is it better?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's been 6.5 years.
Okay, 6.5 years. My guides are coming in on your business because I don't know what kind of business it is, but they just keep saying that, obviously you said it's not going well, so they're agreeing with you. Would you like to ask a question about it? They're just agreeing it's not going well.
Yeah.
What kind of business is it?
Holistic Center, Luminotherapy.
Are you in a partnership with somebody? Because they're showing me a partner.
Yes and no. They helped me set it up, but now I'm on my own.
Okay. If you want to, they're saying you probably need to have somebody maybe help you with it if you wanted to continue it. Do you want to ask another question? Were you thinking of getting out of it by the end of the year or before the end of the year or selling it?
Yeah, I'd like to sell it, but not sure. I'd like to sell it.
Yeah, so my guides, you can ask my guides that question, should I sell it? And we can give you advice about when to sell it. We could do that if you'd like.
Okay, yes, please. Should I sell it?
Yeah, or you want to bring in a partner to help you.
Yes, whatever is the best for me. I think that, you know, a partner would be good, but selling it
okay.
as well.
So my guides work pretty fast that you can ask, like, should I sell it or bring a partner in?
Okay, should I sell it or bring a partner in?
They're showing me a person They're showing me a woman, bringing a woman in to help you. When you ask, should I sell it, they're saying no. Bringing a partner in, they're saying yes, and they're showing when I ask, is it a man or is it a woman? They're showing me a woman. If you want to book a session with me and have more questions ready for me, I can go at it for you. They are very clear about you not selling it. They're very clear about you bringing a partner in, and it looks like it's a woman.
Okay, great.
Okay, sweetheart? And something yes. about the healing center, they're showing me... something going on the healing center with you feeling depressed. Is that true? Are you feeling super depressed?
Yes.
Yeah. Something about you getting depressed also caused the center to kind of maybe not... you can't do it on your own. The spirit, the Holy Spirit is saying, it's too much for you by yourself. You need help.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to let it go. When I asked if she let it go in 2026, 27, you know, something about this healing center, if you were to let it go, it wouldn't be until 2028.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I need help.
You absolutely need help, sweetheart. And I'm going to pray that you find the right person to come in and help you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you definitely need help because you're getting depressed. You're getting upset. They're showing me you need to start taking some vitamin B and some herbal remedies maybe. I don't know. You need to be doing something to boost your immune system too.
Okay.
There's something going on around your, I'm seeing something going on. You didn't ask about your physical health or your emotional health with you, but there's something tied to the healing center with you emotionally.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that true? Can you confirm that?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, the communicating, the afterlife is telling me that they're showing me that there's something about that's dragging you down with that, and it's not helping the center.
Okay.
The support, okay, one more thing before we go about the center. There's some yeah. sort of community there that you have. I don't know if you have classes there or
yeah.
start doing more classes. They're talking about your classes need to be restructured there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I'll ask them one more time. Spirit team and guides, okay. do you want her to let go of the Holistic Center? And they say no.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, we have a lot of callers, so we're going to, it's an exciting night tonight, and we're going to have the next caller, which is, God bless you, Holly on line 5.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Holly, how are you?
I am great. I'm having fun listening to all of this. This is amazing.
Thank you for calling. Holly is going to be on our show. Holly, tell everybody who you are. You're coming on as our guest August 25th. I'm so excited.
Well, tell everybody. It's so divine, isn't it, Kimberly, how the whole thing, when we trust the divine and just get in the
yeah.
flow, and I'm so excited to be on your show, and I'm so excited to, I'm going to be on Thursday. I'm joining
yes.
Thursday. I'm so excited. And
yes.
there's so many stories. So I'm just having fun listening and enjoying it.
Yeah, we recently met each other on the healing, what was it called? The Healing Natural Summit?
That sounds pretty good to me, girlfriend. Yeah, the Natural Healing Summit. We were both speakers. That's all we know.
We were speakers. And we're just unbelievable, amazing, and you are a global speaker, author, and you're going to share all your stories when you come on the 25th, and then you got my book, and you went on your anniversary, and you took my book, and that was so sweet of you.
I did. I took your book. And you know what's crazy is it's fun for anybody listening, Kimberly, because what was crazy about when we met, so for everybody listening, and we'll tell more of this when we're doing our show and I get to be her guest, but it's so powerful because literally we were doing a meet and greet for speakers. Remember this, Kimberly? And you had to interrupt everything because you're like, there is a man on your left side and he won't let go. And you literally, I've never been to a medium in my life, and you literally had, it was my dad, you said there's something on your nightstand, and he knows you have it, and you did this whole thing, and I went, and we were just meeting as speakers, and we're dying laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my dad, that's Papa, and I keep his watch in a little jewelry box on my nightstand, and nobody knows that. And you did, my love. And then when you asked me to be on your show, I'm like, are you kidding? Absolutely, yes. And I've just come out of the closet with all these gifts and everything, and I'm not holding back, and you're going to be the teacher that I've always wanted. That's all I know.
I remember that now. We were supposed to be doing rehearsal, and then I looked at you, and I saw your dad and next to you in the box. Yeah, that was so fun.
It was incredible. Like, I mean, when you think about how all that went down, that was amazing. And now here I sit listening to your show because I'm going to be on it.
I know. I'm so happy. It's a blessing how all of us meet each other in this life. It's meant to happen. We are all put together at the exact time that you're supposed to meet. And it really is that way. I really do believe that. Just the way I was telling you how when my mom, horrible, she passed, and I told and I cried about the 8 on her tombstone, and then now the 8 comes back to me through her reaching the afterlife, through other people bringing them to me. So it all is connected. So thank you so much for coming on, Holly, tonight.
Of course.
It's a real blessing.
Something
it's a real blessing.
That you need to know, and I want you to know, and I want everybody out there, if they join us, but I'm not going to tell you the story of what just happened last week when I took your book on this trip, because I had the most incredible healing, but I've never had the words, Kimberly, to put to the vernacular of fifth dimension. I've always known it, I felt it, but I never knew till I took your book with me. And what's funny is you asked me to be on the show before I ever ordered your book. Like, so all of this, you can't, You just can't make this up, everybody. It's just what happens when you're truly living and trusting. So, Kimberly, I can't wait to tell you what happened, but not now.
Oh my gosh. I love you, Holly, and there's no coincidences in this life. So God bless you so much. You're an angel. Thank you for coming on. You're an angel. Okay, I love you.
Love you, babe.
So, everybody, thank you for listening tonight. It's a really special night tonight. So we have a few more minutes tonight, you guys. And if you come to class on Thursday, which I think we're almost sold out, Holly will be in class. We're really excited about that. So we have time to take, I think. We have someone on the line right now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kimberly.
Shelly. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm fine. I just wanted to tell you my story. Okay. I had a brain tumor over 10 years ago, which was surgically removed. And it was unfortunately the type of brain tumor that does grow back. So about a couple years ago, or maybe just last year, it did start regrowing, but I could not do another surgery. That might have been in the end of me. But the only other thing they could do to try to slow down the tumor was radiation therapy. And I did do that for 6 weeks, and then I came back for another MRI, and it was very good. The tumor was smaller. And also, it is not growing still at this point.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a miracle. That's the medical intuitive miracle. That's right.
Yes,
that's a miracle.
Praise Jesus. I'm just hoping, Kimberly, that it's still going to stay, you know, and not grow. I keep getting MRIs every 6 months to make sure it doesn't keep growing, and so far, so good.
Yes. And when right when you came on, you know how I know when a miracle's going to stay? My eyes blink together super fast. They go like, and I see that you receive the miracle through your body. I see that you believe. And because you believe, it's going to stay. You have to believe, and you believe, and you pray, and you stay in that magical higher. The fifth dimension is where Jesus did the work, in the fifth dimension. He didn't fall down into the third dimension. He stayed in that fifth dimensional love existence of non-judgmental awareness. He loved and he believed. He was healed. You have to say, I am healed. And don't hear the negative fear. Don't hear the negative energies coming at you. You're in the fifth dimension. You are healed. I'm receiving my miraculous healing. I know I am healed. I am love. And I'm moving forward. And how we stay healed is we stay in service. So you go out there and you do something for someone else and you keep moving forward and you stay in service. So sometimes people say, you know what? I may still be sick, but I don't know it because I feel so amazing. And I'm healed. And they just stay healed because they stay in service. So God is telling me you are healed. Amen.
Oh, so wonderful. I'm just going to hope that
thank
it just stays put. And I'm thinking positively. So thank you so much for that.
No, don't say I hope. Say I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed. Yes, I am healed. And look at the, I don't know if you joined my ministry, the Healing Trilogy, but join thehealingtrilogy.com and come into our circles. 8 years we do healing groups, co-healing groups. So come to one of our co-healing groups. So thank you for calling.
You,
thank you so
can
much.
You come online? Can you come online, Kimberly?
I'd love to. Come on, email me and we can do both of ours. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
I love it.
I appreciate it. And
absolutely.
I am
absolutely.
Thank you, Kimberly. God bless you.
Email me. You know where to find me.
KimberlyMeredith.com, is that all it takes?
No, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Thank you.
Got
God
it.
Bless
okay.
you.
Thank God bless you.
All right,
you. Thank
heart.
You
God bless
much.
You. God bless you. Okay, everybody. We have time for one more call. One more call. Jim's on the line.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. What I'd like to know, hi, Kimberly. What I'd like to know is I met someone when I was pumping gas, a lady, and she just started looking at me and talking to me. I felt like I always knew her. She took my number. I forgot to get her number. She said she was going to call me. Is anything ever going to happen with that? It was like 2 weeks ago, approximately. I never heard.
Oh, my God. First, I have to ask you, where are you from?
New York.
I love the accent. You know, what's funny. You're asking about this lady with the pump and the gas. But the funny thing is, they're telling me you had some sort of near-death experience. Or you crossed over and came back, or someone's trying to get a hold of you from the afterlife. They're not interested about the lady with the pumping gas. So, my guys are coming in. What?
Well, someone tried to kill me 8 years ago, and I...
Someone tried to kill you?
Demons.
Yeah. And what happened?
Yeah, they poisoned me, drugged me, did satanic... Black magic, and I defeated them.
For sure. They did try to do that to you because I see the Holy Spirit around the top of your crown of your head, and they're showing me that you were completely healed and lifted by the Holy Ghost. So praise God on that. You are protected. The woman that met you with the gas, I'm not getting a hit on her. I can only tell you, I only tell people what I know. I'm not getting a hit on that, but I am going to take the show out with saying you are very protected. by the spirit. So I don't know if you believe in spirit, good spirit,
yeah,
but I do see, okay,
well,
I do see Archangel.
And Archangel Raphael, when you take my picture,
okay.
He appears in the picture.
I was going to tell you, I see Archangel Michael around you. And I say, I want to say before we take the show out, a protection prayer. It leads me right into a protection prayer I want to say for everybody.
Oh,
I really am happy. I'm really happy you called on. And I want to say, there is a circle around your head. Now, that lady that you were kind of attracted to, I feel God, for some reason, doesn't really want you around that person. I don't know, just moving you away from that person, okay?
I see.
So let's put our hand over our heart, and let's say we are not afraid. We are in the fifth dimension. The Holy Spirit is protecting us. We're making a clear choice to stay in this beautiful dimension, combating against all dark energy. We are love, we are light, and we're putting a beautiful shield of light around the top of our crown chakra, all the way down to our feet. We are perfect love. We are perfect light. We have no fear. We have the protection of Archangel Michael around us. We have the beautiful light of Christ consciousness around us. We're letting no dark energy impose any fear to us. We have all the guides guiding us and protecting us and the angels. We dwell in a thankful heart. We are grateful. We have the light. We are awakened. We live in the present moment. We are the light and love. Namaste. I want to thank every single person tonight that listened to the show. Spread love and light and healing. And we are back on July 7th with David Frugio. He has a podcast called Dead Talks, and he'll be back with us. July 7th is our next show, and I'm excited to come back on and serve all of you. I love all of you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our show tonight. God bless you.